In this video, I'm going to rank every single no mythic shotgun in Fortnite history, and as the title of this video suggests, this is every shotgun which cannot be found in a mythic version. I've done ARs and SMGs in this series already, so go check those videos out after this one. For exotics, they'll only be included if their base version does not have a mythic, and you'll see what I mean when we get there. I'll explain it a little bit more. That all being said, if you do want to enjoy this video, consider leaving it a like using code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop, and let's get into this shotgun ranking video. At number 21, the worst no mythic shotgun of all time, and shouldn't be a surprise because it's the worst shotgun of all time. It's the makeshift shotgun. You know, talking about shotguns in this video has got me thinking, if you want to see me re-rank every single shotgun in Fortnite history, be sure to let me know in the comment section down below. But yeah, makeshift weapons were meant to be bad. This one is very bad. There is really no argument to put it higher than any other shotgun on this list today. And yeah, it's an easy last place for me. And number 20 is the Dub. This is the exotic version of the double barrel shotgun. And of course, another one that is always at the bottom of any list that it's on. A double barrel shotgun that is going to push you away from the person that you are supposed to be very close up in front with. Yeah, I mean, that just doesn't really work for this weapon. And honestly, pushing your opponent away doesn't really work for a lot of weapon types. So I don't really know what they were cooking up here. But look, it's gimmicky. It's fun sometimes, but it's not fun when you're hitting for 20 damage and then you go flying off the builds for fall damage and your opponent does nothing. And number 19 is probably a pretty controversial take. It's the new version of the heavy shotgun. That is the slug version of that weapon. And honestly, let me just say something. This is not a bad weapon whatsoever. It's just, I do not like slug shotguns. I think slug shotguns just do not have a place in this game and really any video game you play, right? If you have an option to use a pellet shotgun or a slug shotgun, you're probably going to use the pellet besides, you know, maybe like the KSG and BO2. Shout out my OGs watching this video. But yeah, right? It just feels too difficult to be consistent with this weapon. And that's something that you'll see with the bottom half of this list today, right? It's just weapons that feel difficult to be consistent with. And let's be honest, with most Fortnite shotguns, your goal is to have consistent big time damage. If you have the best aim in the world, yeah, you'll love the heavy shotgun. And yeah, you can outduel somebody who's got the number one weapon on this list today. But for 99% of players, right, you're probably just gonna rather take a pellet spread weapon. And that's why this one is all the way down here at the bottom on this list today. And number 18 is the wood stake shotgun. So yeah, the wood stake shotgun is essentially just a reskinned version of the new heavy shotgun, right? They have almost the exact same damage statistics, the exact same everything, except the wood stake shotgun barely beats out the new heavy shotgun in like one or two categories. So that is why it is just one spot ahead of it. But at the end of the day, it's the same thing, right? You've got a slug shotgun, very, very tight pellet spread. You either hit for zero or you hit for big damage. And that's just not for me. By the way, this weapon does have a mythic version, the high stake shotgun, but it was only available in creative mode. So that's why the wood stake can be on this list today. And number 17 is the Dragon's Breath shotgun. And so the Dragon's Breath is the complete opposite of the wood stake and the new heavy shotgun, right? This weapon has a very, very wide pellet spread and you can only use it at very, very close quarters. Like I'm talking within a box to be effective. But the same kind of premise still stands, right? It is a high-risk shotgun, I would categorize this as. It seems like you're either hitting for nothing, you miss a shot, and the reload is so slow, you're basically screwed. Or you hit for 20, or you hit for 180, right? That is literally what it feels like using this weapon. And again, like, I've just used this weapon one too many times where it feels like I should be hitting for more damage, and I'm not. And again, with a very slow reload speed, you're essentially screwed. At least with a double barrel, you get two of those big, you know, 160 damage potential shots. But with the Dragon's Breath, you've only got one, and obviously the fire gimmick is really not that crazy, so honestly, I'm just not high on the Dragon's Breath shotgun. And number 16 is the regular double barrel shotgun. Unfortunately, this weapon has aged like milk, right? It really has, because we have seen many more double barrels come out and just have been better. Look at the Outlaw shotgun, right? The Outlaw shotgun is literally better than this weapon in every single statistic, right? So this weapon just kind of falls to the bottom of the list. It's really not that great anymore. Another very close quarters weapon, but it just feels way too inconsistent. I don't like that. I would rather take a pump 10 out of 10 times, and my list reflects that today. And number 15 is the OG heavy shotgun. And let me tell you something, like this weapon is underratedly bad, right? Like it has 77 damage in its highest rarity, right, the legendary rarity, to the body, that's just not going to cut it, right? Like, the Sharp 2 shotgun is essentially just a remastered version of the Heavy, right? There's just too many times when you are up close in someone's box and you're only hitting for 77 damage. It's just not enough. Cool, it's got range, that's neat, but I don't necessarily use my shotguns for range. This is not a great shotgun, and the only reason why it is this high up on the list is because I feel like most of the shotguns I've named on this list are just real bottom feeders. Please let me know in the comment section down below, but again, another shotgun that has just aged pitifully. And look, I can't rip into it too much. This was the first ever, like, brand new, quote-unquote, DLC shotgun we ever got. So I can't rip them for it, but yeah, I mean, especially without double pump, this thing really struggles. At number 14 is the BARM ST-12 Scatter Blaster from Galactic Battle. And you want to talk about one of the most forgettable shotguns of all time. I mean, really, I think I probably have 3 or 4 kills in all of Galactic Battle with this weapon. It's good to use off spawn, but after that, I will literally never touch this thing, right? It's either the Jawa or the ACP. Like, those two shotguns are so much better than this one. It's honestly just an insult to compare them. This is, at the end of the day, just another TAC shotgun reskin that's just worse than it. Another shotgun that I don't really have great things to say about it. Like I just said, it's a TAC shotgun reskin, but worse in essentially every category, besides the fact that it's got unlimited ammo. And number 13 is the pre-Chapter 5 combat shotgun, right? So as you guys know, the Chapter 5 combat shotgun that has a mythic version, that's Megalodon's combat shotgun. But the pre-Chapter 5 version with a different weapon model, yeah, that one does not. So it's able to be on this list today. And I feel like people kind of forget that this weapon wasn't really that good. Of course, in Season 9, it was very good. But when it came back throughout Chapter 2, it was really never the meta shotgun. It was always your, like, second or third option in the meta. I remember in Chapter 2, Season 4 especially, this thing was terrible. Then they buffed it a little bit over time, and it became usable, but not a desirable shotgun. At the end of the day, though, I will say you are going to get consistent damage with a tight pellet spread, and enough damage to warrant picking it up at least. It's not my favorite shotgun of all time. It has seen better days, but it gets the job done. That's all that matters at the end of the day. And number 12 is the lever action shotgun. And here we go. I'm waiting for all the people to rip me for this pick. And look, I'm not the biggest lever action shotgun fan either. It feels very inconsistent. Let's be honest, it's basically just a TAC shotgun with a cool, you know, animation between shots. I feel like this is a weapon that you either love or you hate it, right? There's no in between. You've got a great pullout speed. And again, in those higher rarities, you're starting to look at 110 to 114 damage a shot. It's basically kind of like a TAC reskin, but more so like a pump TAC hybrid. If you want to see this weapon at its peak potential, go watch Nick A30 gameplay. And yeah, if you want to watch it be very bad, look at my gameplay, which yeah, is not great. So anyways, let's just move on to the next pick. At number 11 today is the Sharp Tooth Shotgun. And firstly, can we just address something? Why does this use the Spaz weapon model? Like, they really could not have come up with any other brand new weapon model. To this day, I never understood why they did that, right? Like, you go on YouTube and there's like clickbait, like, oh, the Spaz returned, not trolling. And like, technically they're not, right? They use the same weapon model, but they function completely differently. The Sharp Tooth, in my eyes, is everything that the old Heavy Shotgun wanted to be. You get excellent range, but you still get, right, 110 plus damage at close range. So it functions a lot better at close range while still being effective at long range if that's what you want to use your shotgun for. At the end of the day, Chapter 4 Season 3 shotgun meta was kind of cooked anyway, so I wasn't really interested in the Sharp Tooth to begin with. But hey, like, I see why people enjoy it. At the number 10 spot is the Heisted Breacher Shotgun. I know what you're saying, Ty, what are you doing? You put the base version of this weapon at number 19, and here's essentially the same weapon at the number 10 spot. Well, that's half true, except these are not the same weapon, because this can one-shot almost any wall in the game. And that is, of course, insane utility, right? Like, there's really no other weapon in Fortnite history that can one-shot walls besides maybe the pre-patch heavy sniper. And that opens up a whole new world for this weapon to be insane, right? So I'm not saying it's crazy good at all. At the end of the day, it is still a slug shotgun. It's not my favorite, but I see why the good players will really gravitate towards this weapon. Moving on to number 9, that's going to be the Ranger Shotgun, another weapon that good players will really gravitate towards, and it is high risk, high reward, but not as risky as something like the Dragon's Breath Shotgun, right? The Ranger has a very quick reload speed, but it also has a very tight pellet spread, right? And so every time you hit somebody with this weapon, you're basically going to be hitting all the pellets, which means you're going to get big time damage. It feels like a combat shotgun that does more damage, that can only shoot one bullet at a time, but if you know how to use this weapon, right, you can just run through people people, this is, in my opinion, one of the most underrated weapons in Fortnite history. I think a lot of you guys in the comments will agree with me on this one. The Ranger is a really solid shotgun, and honestly, I think it should come back. It hasn't been in the game in a little bit. At number 8 is going to be the Maven Auto Shotgun. And you know what? The Maven is not bad. I just think it was outclassed in Chapter 4 by the Thunder Shotgun. But in case you didn't know, the Maven Auto Shotgun has the exact same statistics in every single category, same damage, even for every single rarity, of the TAC Shotgun, besides two, right? Two statistics, that is structure damage and a fire rate that is slower by 0.1. So obviously I'm saying this because it will make sense for my number 7 spot on this list today, but to also say that the Maven isn't that different from the TAC Shotgun, which is a weapon that a lot of people think is really good. So I think it's fair to put the Maven inside the top 10 for those reasons. And as I just alluded to, at that number 7 spot today, guys, is the TAC Shotgun. The TAC Shotgun deserves to go ahead of the Maven, obviously, because it is better in every statistic than it, but especially the structure damage, right? In those higher rarities of the TAC Shotgun, you can two-shot a wooden wall. It's pretty insane to think about with a weapon that has a great fire rate, and the TAC Shotgun is kind of your do-it-all shotgun. At close range, you're going to be able to do good work. You've got a good fire rate. It's not too risky. Yeah, sometimes the damage can be a little bit inconsistent, but honestly, that's just the case for a lot of the fully auto shotguns. And there will be people in the comment section of this video who will argue that the purple and legendary TAC is better than the purple and legendary Spaz. And honestly, they may have an argument, right? Especially with the new nerfs to the pump shotgun that makes it so that it can't one pump anymore. I can see people out on that argument. Anyways, moving on to number 6. That is the Thunder Shotgun. I love the Thunder Shotgun. I think this thing is really good, and its only pain point for me is the fact that it has a painfully slow reload speed. Like, it has one of the slowest reload speeds for any shotgun in Fortnite history, and that sucks, especially when you only get 4 shots in this thing. The Shockwave Hammer and Thunder is one of my favorite dual weapon combos in Fortnite history. Just so satisfying. It feels like you're always hitting big time damage with the Thunder, and that's why I love this weapon. We are now inside the top 5, and controversially, at number 5, I'm going with the Pump Shotgun. Yes, the Pump Shotgun, what used to be the best Fortnite weapon in history, is now at the number 5 spot. And like I just said earlier, they made a huge change that makes it so that this weapon cannot one pump anymore. It can only do 185 damage to the head, that's max. That really hurts this weapon, right? Of course, the Pump Shotgun is still very good. You're always going to hit for big damage, it feels like. It's got a great pullout time. The Pump is still going to be a lot of people's go-to shotguns, but I am going to make an argument that the next 4 weapons ahead of it are better than it. And that's for a couple of reasons, but we'll get into those weapons when we get there, which, you know what, let's just do that now. At number 4, guys, it's going to be the ACP Scatter Blaster from Galactic Battle. I'm telling you, this is one of the most underrated shotguns of all time because it was in a season that nobody liked. But this weapon almost beats out the Pump in every single category. It has the exact same headshot damage now at 185 max in the legendary version. It has a higher magazine size at 6 as opposed to the Pump's 5. It has infinite ammo, and the reload speed is quicker, right? The cooldown speed on the ACP is quicker than the reload speed of the Pump. With that being said, I will say you can't reload individual bullets with the ACP, but most of the time you never get to that cooldown, so you really never have to reload this thing ever. And it has a quicker fire rate at 0.82 as opposed to the Pump's 0.7. The only thing it lacks is the base body shot damage, but you're still hitting for 121 as opposed to the Pump's 128. So look, those are all marginal differences, but I still think the ACP beats out the Pump, right? Like, if you put them next to each other, yeah, people are still going to take the Pump because that's what they're comfortable with and that's what they like, but on paper, the ACP is better, and for me, that's why it's at the number 4 spot today. At number 3 is going to be the CA-87 Jawa Scatter Blaster, and really, look at this. Galactic Battle has 2 weapons inside the top 5, right? This season didn't do a lot right, but it's shotguns, besides the Barm ST-12. They did a great job with them. This weapon, as you know, is so difficult for me to rank because on one hand, it has the highest body shot damage of any shotgun ever. Almost at 180 damage in the legendary version. That means you don't have to worry about going for headshots. Just hit a shot and you're good. But the problem is you have to hit that shot. If you miss it, you're gonna be in trouble. But if you hit it, it is the best single shot shotgun in Fortnite history. It outduels the Ranger. It outduels the Dragon's Breath shotgun, of course, right? So as long as you're able to hit that shot, right? That's all you gotta do. You are going to be doing 100 plus damage with every single shot. And there's not many Fortnite weapons where you can say that about. So yeah, it's very difficult for me to rank because it is just so, so high risk, but the upside is insane. And that upside is just too great for me to put it outside the top 3. And number two is the Heisted Accelerant Shotgun. Of course, this is the exotic version of the Maven. And yeah, guys, this might be the best fully auto shotgun in Fortnite history. This thing is absolutely unbelievable. It is a bulldozer, right? Having an ability that's going to speed up your fire rate on a shotgun is an unbelievably good ability. Honestly, like, I don't really have much else to say about it, right? Like, it is so, so good. To me, this weapon now is clearly better than the pump shotgun, and I genuinely would take it over every single weapon on this list besides the weapon, or should I say weapons, that are at the number one spot today. And that weapon, or weapons, is the Double Trouble. Yeah, the Double Trouble is the exotic version of the pump shotgun. And the Double Trouble has a couple of things going for it. First of all, it can hit for 200 damage. That is a huge advantage, especially when the base version cannot. Also, you can double pump them, which I feel like people aren't really appreciating now because you can double pump with the Wrecker Revolver and the Sentinel. If this shotgun was in any other Fortnite season, especially in Chapter 6, it would get a lot more love. And also, you get Siphon on every single hit, right? So it shouldn't be a surprise that this weapon is at the number one spot today. Honestly, the Double Trouble is one of those weapons that I feel like is going to be gone after this season, and we're really going to miss it and say that we took it for granted because everybody's running around with Wrecker Revolvers and Sentinels, right? But the Double Trouble for me deserves to be at the number one spot today. And maybe you could make an argument for the Heisted Accelerant, but I'm going with the Double Trouble. Alrighty, folks, I hope you went on to enjoy this video. If you did, please let me know in the comment section down below what your rankings would look like, what rankings on this list you would change. Do you feel like I hit big on anything, or did I miss on any choices? Again, please let me know. If you like my content, please be sure to hit that subscribe button, because trust me, once I hit 100k, I'm dropping the biggest Fortnite ranking video on this platform, and you're going to want to be there for it. That all being said, though, guys, thanks for watching. I'll catch you in the next one. As always, peace.